We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along social media. We got to get the Instagram up to 2,000 followers, and we're giving away some beer that B. Mitch is going to sign. Nothing like signed beer. You can follow the Instagram page.
We throw some little other stuff in there too, Jay.
I bet you will.
Yeah.
You're a very generous person. You don't sometimes like people knowing.
Sometimes.
Follow the Instagram at B. Mitch and Finley. I got people coming at me on Twitter. There's a lot going on here. So
what are they coming at you saying?
All right, so somebody asked me, is it true or false that Washington won't win another divisional game this year? I said false. To that, Mike Phillips responded, if somebody put this bet on the board, I would hammer it so hard the season doesn't have 3-14 vibes. I responded to him, I said, we know those vibes. I'm not feeling them now. Then Ben Standig, out of nowhere, says, but for context, you two think Heinicke is like a top 15 to 20 quarterback already, which is a conversation we had. And I said, as of that point before the Saints game, he had played pretty well. He wasn't throwing the picks. That Saints game was terrible. He now has two terrible games, two good games in four starts. A lot of the league has that. It's not that outlandish.
A lot of the league have it, but the top players, top quarterbacks don't have those normally.
Totally. But that's what, I mean, we're saying 15 to 20. No one's arguing about top 5 or 10. Regardless, my stance was always they have to keep looking for a starter, and whether that's a draft or anything else. Now, Juan Romero, El Poderoso's getting in there with the Mortal Kombat graphics. I don't know what the hell's going on. Twitter's a wild place. Here's what I do know, Landfill.
It's the OK Corral.
It is the OK Corral.
No, Torral. It's Twitter.
I like it. For me, it'd be the OK Choral.
Yeah, Choral.
It's the Spanish pronunciation. I want to do more true and false. Cody, I know you got some more from the Instagram page, and we've got callers here that have them, and I'm going to take those as well.
All right, so we're going to do one real quick here off of Instagram. It was a submission by Corn Liquor Popcorn.
Oh, that's our guy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's our guy. He's always commenting on things. Love the support. He says, true or false, we should trade for Watson.
Yes.
Ooh. I mean,
go ahead then, Landfill. You can't just scream yes.
But see, this is the thing.
Answer
about
it.
And I say probably so. If you know he's not, if you know he's going to be playing and not going to be getting suspended, I think it should have happened already.
Yeah, how many of the
But you don't know this yet. And I think that's the thing about it where I think a lot of us all feel we should have made a trade or try to get a quarterback, but just like everybody else, what you have to give up? And if you give up, like they were asking for 3 first-rounders, 2 first-rounders, whatever it is, and then he doesn't play for you, that's like doing what we always done. Bring somebody in and then they don't play, whether they're on the field or not. So I think if we had the answer to a lot of things that were not keep him off the field, true. But right now, got to go false.
Landfill, you're a hard true on that?
Yeah, like how many first-rounders on the defense do we got to trade to get him? Because I'd go all 5 if that's what it takes. I'm okay with that.
Here's all I know, and I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Please don't do that again.
I know that Deshaun Watson, this has been going on months now. Didn't this all start in like July?
But this is the question I ask. If he had the stance he wasn't going to play, would the league, would the league finally step in and say something? Or is the NFL kind of keeping themselves out of it by just staying back because the Houston Texans have decided we're not going to put him out there and get him hurt because we're trying to get something for him? See, the NFL likes to always come out unscathed. But I think right now they are looking like hypocrites to me. With all the other stuff going on, he's sitting there. He's not on the exempt list or anything else. And you're just sitting there.
Just sitting.
And they've said nothing.
So that's kind of where I'm at. They've said nothing. There's been no arrest, no charges that I can tell. Maybe if I'm incorrect, let me know. All this stuff's in civil court. The NFL said nothing. I think he could play.
Well, he's not playing because he was told that he couldn't play. The Texans have decided that he wasn't going to play. And I think they're paying him, too.
Yeah.
So they
are under contract.
They put him on, he's on, what's it called every week? Inactive.
Yeah.
So they're paying him. The Texans are saying, we feel in our hearts, our heart of hearts, he's going to step to the side eventually, and he's going to be able to play, and we want to get our right value for him. The last thing they want to do is put him on the football field and he gets hurt, because then that value drops. I don't think it's where they feel it is right now, but I ultimately believe that they feel he's going to be more valuable healthy than not.
I think go get him. I said that 4 months ago or whatever when this was really a bad situation. I think Houston is out of their mind with what they think the compensation will be.
Hold on. That Bette Wilkerson case investigation that we don't know a lot about, and all the stuff this team was fighting, and now the Gruden stuff come out, do you think that's the person you want on this football team right now? I've said it and I'll keep saying it. Listen, from what I know about Deshaun, cool dude. Very respectful. I did the interview with him down at
Miami. Yeah, I remember. Miami, I think.
But can this team right now afford that with everything that's already transpired?
My retort, because you may well be right. This team's desperate for a quarterback. So on the field, it's a major need. And he would solve a major need that hasn't been solved in 25 years. Mm-hmm. Off the field, you got no name. You got no stadium. You got no fans.
If this thing keeps going bad, we may get that name sooner than we think.
True. But like, you got no name, no fans, no stadium. The only thing that can save it is winning.
Yeah.
So could it bring some more ugly light to ugly atmosphere to it?
It'll bring more attention than you want.
But if they start winning, you trade for them and they go 6-2 down the stretch.
But can that happen when you've had the guy who's in charge at this present time saying, culture change, we're getting away from all that?
I hear you.
Can that happen now?
But here's one thing I know in pro sports. You can say one thing on Monday and do something else on Friday.
We've been seeing that happen since last year, so.
We've been seeing that happen for since last year, for 10 years, for 20 years. Absolutely. Like, you are completely right that this team that's undergoing a significant overhaul culturally cannot afford to bring this dude in. Mm-hmm. But the team that's undergoing the significant cultural rebuild just had their head athletic trainer raided by the Drug Enforcement Administration. Like, things are just a mess. So the only thing that'll help is winning. This dude might help you win. And you know what? If they go 6-2 and whatever, there's no criminal charges, and eventually I'm guessing this thing gets settled or it gets litigated and it has some resolution, and a year from now it's Watson and Chase Young on the cover of the media guide, I don't think anybody's talking about what happened in Houston. I don't know. I just think.
I think with everything that's going on, we always talk about the paper trails. I'm sure it was told, like, look, I know you might want to, but you are not allowed to. You must try to sign him. And this is how we're going to work this thing. We're gonna say that you taking a leave instead of suspending you. But you're not going to go after him, especially after all this stuff has transpired. I think it's kind of this hush-hush deal that's going on right now.
There's a lot going on. There is a lot going on. I got one from Twitter here. Go ahead, Cody.
Well, I had a good one here from Instagram. This guy, Critaboo84.
That's the real name.
I wanted to change this question just a little bit to keep it on the quarterbacks here. True or false, Ryan Fitzpatrick will win more games than Taylor Heinicke in 2021?
I don't know if Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to play anymore this year.
Fitz will win more games. Heinicke's already got two in his pocket.
Didn't it say 6 to 8 weeks?
But if he comes back, he's got all those divisional games. We said the back end of the schedule was the favorable part. That's when he would be there.
Yeah, but will they just change up things when he comes back? Because when he was in there before he got hurt, he didn't look like the guy that anybody told me he was. He looked slow and lethargic.
Do we know that he's getting the job back?
If Heinicke loses the next four games, goes on a five-game losing streak, do you think he deserves to keep it?
Then JP's going to win his bet because that's when Kyle Allen going to get a chance.
Everybody playing. Trust me.
He said all three quarterbacks will play.
Listen, Heinicke's got two in his pocket. Much like I think the new stadium ends up staying in PG County. You know why? Because they already got a stadium there. Heinicke's got two in his pocket. I'm not taking Fitz minus two to end up with more wins. Fitz might end up with some wins, but I'm not giving him Fitz minus two because Heinicke's going to start at least till the bye week, barring him getting hurt or Kyle or just being true or false. If Heinicke gives another pair of performances like he did against the Saints, he gets benched for Kyle Allen. I don't know if it's true or false. I'm just saying that was bad football from the quarterback, man.
Yeah.
And here, this guy might have said my point a little bit for me, talking about Deshaun Watson. This is Notorious Bob, which is kind of an awesome name. He says, what cultural rebuild do we have? It's still a hot mess. We don't have a name. DEA in the house. We basically got this is funny. We basically got a dance team and a go-go band and Mrs. Snyder with a t-shirt shooting machine. The only thing that'll change is if they start winning, he'll help you win. And if nothing has happened with this, it's been months.
Yeah. You've heard nothing, seen nothing.
5 foot nothing, but 100 and nothing.
But the thing is, we're not looking back, we're looking at the present. What's going on in the present right now? We have stuff in the news again. Kind of hard to keep looking back when stuff keeps popping up. Last week we had a DEA raid. This week we find out that of all those 650,000 emails, this is what was going on while things were here. And I think I'm going to go with this. Dan's going to have to seriously think about the people he keeps hiring because this is a conversation that you're president was having back and forth with another coach about everything under the sun that you might want to correct. Everything the league is trying to push forward, you're not, your people who's running this thing is pushing that. That has to be changed. And I think, as I said many a times, you got to take more of a hands-on approach and start speaking for yourself instead of hiring peons to speak for you when they're going to try to protect themselves. What we found out, a lot of people were doing things wrong under him. Not him necessarily, but people under him. But they always told him what he wanted to hear. I believe if you're my friend, tell me what the hell I need to hear. Because if I find out you had information that could have helped me and you didn't tell me, we're going to have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. A lot to try to sort out in all of this. You got one more? I got to say one that I got. True or false? This is from Mike Dog. He says, what's wrong with the homie JP? Those t-shirt machines are hard to come by.
Oh, man.
Where is this guy? I want to properly credit this dude because I think he's nuts. This dude said, true or false. Here we go. This is from Derek Allen. He says, true or false. Ryan Vermillion will be on the hot seat after this losing season.
I think I'd that seat already hot.
False. That seat's pretty damn hot already. When the federal government is coming for you, yes, Landfill.
If the DEA raids your house and office, you're on the hot seat, bro.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than the hot seat. I don't know what comes after the hot seat, but that's where he is.
That is hot. Like, that is how.
Feeling hot, hot.
That
hot.
Is how B. Mitch likes his chicken. Like, hot.
Yeah.
And spicy. Ghost pepper hot.
It is spicy and temperature hot.
Hot.
Like, you can't be ugly and have a bad personality. You can't have a hot temperature and hot spicy. Because then you're in big trouble. Your mouth is going to burn, bro.
You handle it, JP. That's what I do all
in this time. Case, your tuchus is going to burn.
Drink a lot of water before you go there.
Lot of water. Phones are full. We got none other than Mr. Pete Haley joining the program next.
See if he's very positive still, because he's always seemed to be a little positive.
I don't think he is. Let's rate it before we get him on here. Scale is 0 to 10. What are questions that are fair to ask positively? Will they get a win before December?
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you now on this football team?
Okay, 1 to 10 scale. Will they get a win before December? And then the other one was, will there be another
win in the division?
Win in the division. All right, we will ask Pete Haley those exact questions and find out if the young man is still feeling positive. Doing that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
106.7 The Fan. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're taking your true or falses all day from the Instagram account at B. Mitch and Finley. Give that a follow. Drop in your true or false, and we'll get to it. Right now, we're going to go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Let's go to the BetQL guest line and bring in Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington. Peter, what's up, buddy?
Hello there. I heard from your producer, Cody, that you guys are being really upbeat today about the Washington football team, so I'm here to contribute to that vibe of good feeling.
We're very positive people, and we're being positive, and we want to know where your positivity is at. So we do true or false on Tuesdays. We tell the truth on Tuesdays. And we've got a few different true or false scenarios for you that have been submitted from listeners and folks on the Instagram. Did you want to start with the scale, B, or do you want to start with December?
Let's start with the scale first. Then we'll know probably what his other answers are going
to be. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, Pete, how positive are you feeling about the old Washington football team?
I mean, if people are above a 3, I think they're nuts. I'm at like a 2.5 right now because of the schedule that's upcoming, because of the repetition of issues on the defense and kind of the lack of solutions that seem to be provided or floating in the minds of coaches and players, and just what we've seen so far and the inconsistencies of Taylor Heinicke against good defenses. So, I mean, I could keep going for 20 minutes, but those are sort of the three main reasons why I am comfortably at a 2.5 and probably trending downward.
Let me ask you this question. When you hear after games and things like that, we love what we're doing, what's your mindset? What do you want to say after you hear that?
I want to say things that would be bleeped out by landfill or caused me to get thrown off this radio station and never return. It's just hard to look. I get that Ron Rivera can't go up to the podium and say, these guys stink, I want to completely flip things around and here's how I'm going to do it. He can't give away every answer, but when you just blatantly tell us that you like how things are going and that it's just an easy fix and it's only two plays here or one play there, it's really hard to take it seriously. So I just think there should be a better approach to the accountability of the coaches and the players. They have repeatedly told us that they're going to get there, that they're all on the same page, seeing things the same way, and are optimistic about the future. I know they can't say, wow, we're really down, but just be a little more honest, a little more upfront with the issues, because if they're saying that to us, then there might be a little bit of belief in that behind the scenes. And if they really do think that they're close, then that's as troubling as anything we've seen on the field, because we all know that they are not close to being an effective football team really in any way.
And we used to hammer Bruce Allen for saying we're close. Hammer him. One thing that I find just like bizarre almost, I don't know how to explain it, is that there's like a level of incredulity to the questions, but the questions have to be asked. Like, I don't know. I agree with you. I think even on injuries, Pete, like you and I are out there every week and we do the press conferences with Ron and we try to get some level of information on injuries, and there's just this like complete refusal to provide the slightest information. Like, if you know a dude's going to be out 4 weeks, like with Logan Thomas, there's no advantage in saving that. Mm-hmm. There's no advantage in keeping that back, you know. Like, I do think some level of, no one's expecting full disclosure, man. No one's expecting to hear everything all the time, but I do think some of this could
see, some of these things are put in place as far as protection. Like, I'm not going to game plan on air. Well, when people sign these contracts with you to come on air, they expect to get a little something. They're not expecting you to give them the same thing you give everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because Ron is coming from, you know, a different market where maybe he wasn't facing as many reporters in a press conference room or on Zoom, or maybe Carolina was just a little less demanding with answers, or the Panthers haven't had 20 years of this, so the people who are covering this team have seen this song and dance before and aren't as patient for things to turn around. But the sort of holier-than-thou approach from everything on injuries to quality of play, it is quite annoying. Like, what do you think we're going to do? Just sit there and not ask about the secondary that is continuously allowing receivers that aren't necessarily the best in the sport to get behind them? We're just going to sit there and say, all right, you know what? You were nice to us and said that it's communication. We're going to let that go. You're right. You guys are just miscommunicating. No, those are the same things we've been hearing for weeks on weeks, and it's starting to get very, very stale. So when Ron gets annoyed on the third question of a Monday presser after the team just got torched again, That's not a good sign. He needs to expect that these answers are coming, and I understand that, you know, giving all of it to the media isn't on the top of his job list. There's plenty of more important things to do, but still, just the incredulity, as you said, JP, and I just really liked how you said it. It came across really well. It's weird. Like, what do you think we're going to do? Just sit there and praise the fact that DeAndre Carter had 4 catches for 60 yards? That doesn't matter. There's 20 more things that are way more pressing and way more negative and aren't really acceptable going on.
But the thing I've learned, and I told JP this, working being a player and being asked questions, and I understand the media had a job, so I would sit there and talk to them. And then when I would have games, and my games wasn't the best, I would see that they could have wrote a more damning interview, I mean article, but they didn't. Why? Because you show them love and you show them respect. Let's say it like that. You know the answer is going to be tough. You know, when the game was over, I knew, and the fact that I was in the media for most of my career, I knew if someone had a bad game, I had a bad game, somebody had a good game, I had a good game, those are the questions they're going to ask. So I would prepare for it by talking to other guys, getting their opinions about things, so I can answer the question without stepping on the toes of my teammates. You get what I'm saying? And I think by sitting up here attacking the media, you don't do yourself any justice. You came in, and it was a great honeymoon. I think that honeymoon is ending very quickly.
Oh, the honeymoon is over. The house is being moved into, and I think we used this analogy on a post-game podcast recently, JP. The house is a little smaller than you thought. You know, the bed isn't as big as you thought. There's not as much room. Some of the habits, the person's a dirty resident. You're not really... Yeah, they don't floss. They're not taking the trash out. Like, the honeymoon's over. And again, like, I'm not a professional athlete, so I can't relate to dealing with the other side of the media. And look, I'm sure it's not fun to walk into that press conference room after having Jameis Winston throw a Hail Mary on you in a 70-yarder and having to ask questions or answer questions that are the same as the previous week. But look, it's we're entering a point where it's already pretty tense and pretty untenable, and it's mid-October. Ron needs to understand that unless things get corrected, it's going to get worse, and he's not doing himself favors by cutting us off in the middle of our questions, shooting us down. We're like, we're asking the most absurd or we're prying that much. We just want some basic responses, a little bit of reflection on what's happening, and he's not really willing to give it to us right now, and that's not going to go well for either side if that's going to how the next couple months are going.
Talking with Pete Haley here on the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Yeah, it's tough. I talked about this a little earlier. There's this disconnect where Ron doesn't deserve the angst, anxiety, anger of a city that's seen a floundering football franchise for two decades, right? Like, Ron just got here. That's not his bad. But at the same time, it's also just... It's ineffective and not reasonable to not expect us to ask you hard questions. And they're not even hard. Like, if we were being significant ball busters, we could. I don't even think that's happening. Oh, I think the questions are entirely fair right now, frankly.
But when a free agent decides to come here, knowing what they've dealt with over the past,
sure,
that free agent understands that a lot of times you're going to be seen as a savior. When a coach decides to come here and take all that power that he was given, people see him as the savior. Then you go back to that little saying, to whom much is given, much is expected, much is required. So everything that he's been asked and the way things are, so you knew the history of this franchise before you took the job. Once you take the job, you can't forget about the history of it because people are, and then you hear you say, culture change, we're going to change things up. But when they see it and they start experiencing things that are exactly the same, they say, well, what are you doing differently? You want us to forget about it, but you know what? It's stuff we're reliving now that's going on.
I asked Ron the first question at his introductory press conference, and it was a lot more words than this, but basically I said, why would you take this job? Like you got to know that this is where we're at and where we're coming from. But talking with Pete Haley here on the BetQL guest line. So, Pete, you kind of alluded to it there. If Ron's getting frustrated now with some of the questions, this thing could get pretty ugly. I think most folks expect them to go 0-2 in their next two games against the Chiefs and the Packers. That drops you to 2-5. We got a bunch of good true or falses submitted today. One of them is true or false, this team doesn't win another game until December.
I mean, as much as I am decrying everything that's going on with this franchise, I'm going to say false. Like, you know, there's going to be a win here or there that you don't expect, I think. I mean, maybe things completely crumble, but this team still has enough decent players and enough mediocre-ish opponents to get a win over. But these next 2 weeks, like, they could be some exclamation point weeks for the opponents and really push some of these narratives over the edge. Like, if the fire Jack Del Rio crowd, you think it's hot right now, if the Chiefs come in and score 45 and win by 30, that noise is going to get pretty deafening. And then Aaron Rodgers is going to come in the next week and could easily do the same thing. So I'm going to be looking up some records, like most passing yards in a game against this franchise.
Let me say one thing on that.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that I thought was a little perhaps silly, like the question to Ron at this stage through 5 weeks, are you going to fire your defensive coordinator, is stupid. Because they finished top five last year. The guy coached for Ron when he was battling cancer. He's not firing him right now. So I think there should be wholesale changes in personnel on the field. But I do think it's premature. And I know I get the same tweets you do, Pete, so don't get me wrong. Like, I know folks are saying that. I just think it's entirely premature.
Yeah, that's probably premature. I mean, Ron is a very patient guy, and I will say that
Let's not even put it on Ron. B, like, you've been in the NFL for 14 years. Would you think to fire a coordinator right now?
I wouldn't think to fire him, but I would think to make some adjustments.
And I would think to know
a little bit more than after the game. Because right. The answer that was given to the Junks earlier today, I didn't appreciate. I think you were hired first to be a head coach. Not a PR person, not a marketer, not a politician, not a Dame guy. You were hired to be a head coach. And I think you should know some level or have some level of input in the defensive side of the ball. And should damn sure know very familiar with offense and special teams doing too. Because every situation I've been in, the head coach was in that. They were still very much like Joe was basically in charge when I was here at first. But you can't say, well, I ask questions after the fact. No, you need to know what's going on before the fact. Because if you're telling me you find out after the fact, then you know about as much as we do.
I'm not at all suggesting there doesn't need to be some serious scrutiny. And you need to be looking through stuff. You need to be combing through records, answers, trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
But the suggestion that he's going to fire Jack Del Rio now is
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's silly.
That's his friend and all the things that was transpiring during the time. And I hear different stuff and things of that nature that has come out of there.
Yeah.
But then again, I still don't think that's going to happen. But I think people have a right to say it because people have been fired quicker and for less.
Sure.
Yeah, I just think that's 0 to 100 firing Jack. But the thing that I think bothers me most is the relaxed approach or the kind of the lazy approach to addressing some of these issues. Like, you don't need to fire the coordinator, but the coordinator could switch things up, make lineup changes. And I get it. It's only five games in, so you don't want to overreact. But also, there's only 12 games left, and the record is bad, and things can get a lot worse. And just there's not as much desperation as you would think from this team.
I agree with that.
Especially,
there's an arrogant complacency almost,
yeah.
And that is a problem.
And you know what fault that is? You guys in the media who's writing these stories and asking these questions. That's what the damn problem is. Attack the enemy. That's the teams that come in here with other uniforms on that's trying to embarrass you, not us.
Yeah, it's not the media.
Because our job is to talk about what we see. And guess what? We haven't seen spectacular, so we can't write spectacular.
We got to let you run, Pete. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate your time.
Next week.
All right. That was Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington. Give him a follow at Pete Haley NBCS. When we return, phone lines are packed. Plenty to discuss. And we're going to hear from D'Angelo Hall at 1 o'clock.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch here. And look, we're going through all different types of things today, and we're going to continue taking phone calls. We have True and False been going basically all day. A lot of different things going on around the league. John Gruden has resigned, stepped down. I think I heard that conversation a little differently earlier. Somebody texted me something about Bruce Allen. Was Bruce Allen back in the league working somewhere?
I don't believe so.
Because I know somebody wrote he was fired, and I'm like, okay, I don't remember him being back in the league. He said he was fired today. I don't know what was back in the league
incorrect.
Or anything like that.
That's incorrect.
Okay, so I don't know.
We got a bunch of calls. Can I tell you something that's incredibly funny, and I honestly want to get Landfill's reaction on this?
What's that?
So I said before, the tweet from Derek Allen, who said, true or false, RV will be on the hot seat after this losing season. And we're all like, dude, RV is being investigated by the DEA. He's on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I replied to him, just to him, to Derek Allen. I said, man, his seat is already pretty hot. To which all of these people started responding to me, thinking that RV was shorthand for Ron Rivera. And they're like, man, you're already saying he's on the hot seat? I got 15 responses.
It would be RR, y'all. Right. And that's my thing about it. Stop just thinking, you know, and read the damn thing and understand it before you respond to it.
This dude said he went from being a savior to the hot seat. Then the funniest part of all this, Derek Allen responds to me and says, oh, my bad. I meant to say RR. Don't mix it. Listen, trust me. There's a lot of acronyms flying around. Don't mix up RR and RV right now.
Come on, man, please.
Nobody wants that.
You know what you're talking about.
All right. Austin says, true or false, Washington secondary would do a lot better with Curl and Reeves in their respective spots from last season. I'd like to find out because they did pretty well last season. They're not doing it now. The guys that are doing it aren't doing very well. My official response, I'd like to find out, Brian.
I would like to find out, too. I mean, the whole thing about it, like, if it's not working, let's find out. Or I'm going to start believing that you truly like what you've been doing. And if you don't get the results, I'm going to start believing that something is wrong with the mindset. Because if you like what you're doing and you don't make a change to see if you can get it done better, something's wrong. Something went wrong somewhere there.
Let's get a call in here. Mike and Reston's still mad about the Hail Mary. Mike, I don't blame you. Mike, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener lines.
Man, what's up, JP? What's up, B. Mitch?
How you
what's
doing,
up,
brother?
Man, first of all, let me get one thing off my damn chest right now, man. The Hail Mary, first of all, I would not be picking up none of them guys that didn't even attempt to jump, even play horse and basketball, man. Okay? These dudes just sat there like they were twinkle toes ballerinas and stayed on the grass, didn't even try to jump. Better yet, even try to put a pinky finger on the football. Now, I'm glad I didn't go to the game, man, because I had more important things to do. But at the same time, man, this is tragic. This is literally tragic, man. Like, I can't believe that Jameis Winston, crab leg stealing Jameis Winston, threw a ball that deep down the field and only one man jumped. I'm having nightmares about that, JP and B-Mitch.
I'm sorry, Mike. Here's what I can tell you.
I'm going to break up something that's not true. He didn't steal the crab legs. They were giving it to him. And the manager that was giving it to him all the time, that they just didn't tell everybody else that that's the deal. He comes in and he get them for free. So I had the same thing in college. I go to this one restaurant, all I do is get and go. And I made sure that he let everybody know. But so, I mean, that was blown out of proportion.
I'm glad we got the crab leg story figured out. Mike, thank you for the call, man. Here's the best part of that was Mike said, I had other more important stuff to do than go to the game. And Lamphill goes, literally anything else was more important than watching that game.
How dumb are you if you go to these games? Like, what's wrong with you?
We're going to do that tomorrow. If you get free tickets and parking, will you go?
No.
We're going to have people call in.
Man, there's some kids that need that experience.
There are people that go, you know, Lamphill.
Baltimore
go.
Is not that far away. Take them to a Ravens game.
I actually have some people down in Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, some kids that they need to try and bring them. And I hope that when I talk to somebody over there, they're going to give me the best deal possible to get those 24 kids and 3 adults into the game.
I'd say if they're in Norfolk.
If they try to make me pay full price, I will go up to Baltimore. I know Harbaugh will hook me up.
Yeah,
I'm going to fly to damn Kansas City with Andy Reid.
If they're in Norfolk or Virginia Beach, just take them down to Carolina.
That's a farther drive.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Convincing children to be fans of this team is the literal meanest thing you could do.
it's child abuse.
Take the kid. Like, if you're a parent and you're take the kid away. Just take the kid away.
All right. Robert in Dallas wants to apologize to us. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, man, I feel like an idiot right now, bro.
We all do.
B-Mitch, first of all, B-Mitch, I argued with you, the whole DMV, and you too, JP, in the offseason about y'all are overreacting when it comes to the quarterback position. You don't need it. It's not that important. And B-Mitch, you said something that was prophetic. You said, man, if this guy, Taylor Heineke, turns out to be the answer, there are a lot of dumb people in the NFL because he's been around the league forever and no one signed him. I never forget when you said that, and I laughed. But damn, are you right. Look, we can talk about the defense, which is low-hanging fruit, by the way. We can talk about all the problems of the world. But the bottom line is, when Jacksonville had Gardner Minshew, did anybody think Jacksonville was about to be a player when he had those 3 or 4 weeks? No. And if you were not a fan of this team locally and you saw what we put behind center, would you really be criticizing the coaching staff? No. You would be saying, man, that team's going to be good once they get a guy behind center. We don't have that. I watched that dude last night. Baltimore's got 16 to 19 people injured. Doesn't matter. No, that Giants offensive line is terrible. Dallas didn't get one sack against the Giants. You think they talk about the defense today? No, they got Dak Prescott. That dude's a straight baller. When we get a guy behind center, which we're going to have to do sooner or later, all these things that we're talking about, they ain't going to matter because we're going to be able to put up 35, 40 points, which we should have done against the Saints when the defense put us in position time and time again to score. But our quarterback, man, look, I love him. Great story. Make a Disney movie one day. But when it comes to real life, this dude wants to be Brett Favre, but he got an arm like Danny Werfel, and that ain't going to fly. So
thank
until
you,
we get the
appreciate
quarterback,
the call,
it doesn't
man.
Matter. Thanks, guys.
They, right, they do need a quarterback.
And see, last night, that's exactly what I was thinking as that game went on down the stretch.
Watching Lamar. Even like, Carson Wentz played well.
All these dudes got hurt. And everybody was like bashing them. Oh, you shouldn't be playing your guys in preseason. They signed your guy, the running back that you got on your team.
Latavius Murray.
No, the other one.
Tyson.
They, and there's Latavius Murray. They all look like they are NFL caliber players, do they not? The backup of the backup of the backups that are playing on defense, they play legitimate football, do they not? And then when you watch the sideline and you watch that dude, John Harbaugh, I mean, he is on the sideline where he is acting as if he truly gives a damn. He shows his emotions during the game. When things are good, it's good. When they're bad, you're a human being. I don't want to see a robot. I want to see a person who's going to be like me. If I'm playing football and it's going great, I might smile. I'm not going to lose my mind. When it's going bad, you're going to see disappointment in my face. That trying to be cool, that's no longer cool for me. I got to see some damn emotion. You're human.
All right. It's Tell the Truth Tuesday, and we want some emotion. Really, really good stuff from D'Angelo Hall coming up when we return 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.